We want to thank you for joining us again here at the Queen's Ministry as we come together weekly for our Sunday morning Bible Breakfast Fellowship. And we're so excited about what the Lord has in store for us on today. And we're continuing our lesson on Brand New. And we certainly, in this new year, want to be made continually new in God's sight. Amen. So as we start this morning with our lesson, we want to open up with prayer. This is the weekend of Dr. King and celebration of his life, his legacy, and his message. And as our pastor preached on today, the message of not only remembering Dr. King, but also remembering our history. The two are tied so closely together. And then taking even the next step further, for the next level, and becoming even as Dr. King, as his voice proclaimed injustice and civil unrest, and he stood against those things, that we too can promote unity and love and social justice in our land. Let's become, as our pastor said, Dr. King's ourselves, or MLK's ourselves, and go out. And even in our circle of influence, go out and do what Dr. King promoted. And one of the things was love and unity. Amen for our fellow man. So this morning, we want to thank you again for joining us here at the Queen's Ministry. And I'm Elder Mary Ellis. And again, I invite you to join us every week here at our Sunday morning Bible Breakfast Fellowship. Let us pray. Father, we come today to say thank you. We thank you, O Lord our God, for this day, for this season of our lives, for this time, this gathering. And we pray, Lord God, that you will continue to be with us, that you would open our hearts and our minds, that we may be able to hear from you a word that you have for us. We thank you, O Lord, for what you've already done and how you already blessed us. And for this, we are certainly glad. Now, Lord God, we give you right away and we allow your spirit to guide us and lead us in all things as we study your word. Give us understanding, clarity, and open our hearts and our minds to receive all that we need from you, we pray. Make us doers of your word, God, by helping us, Lord God, to become those things that we see as we mirror those things we find in your word. We thank you again. Guide us, O God, by your spirit is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Wonderful. Again, we're still in our series, teaching on Brand New. We started the year talking about what it means to be brand new and how any man that is in Christ, he is that new or brand new creation, that old things passed away and behold, all things become new. But in this learning to be brand new, we realize it's a process that is ongoing. Amen. We're not instantaneously made into this brand new creation, so much so that there's no more work. Yes, there is instant newness. Yes, there is. Amen. Once we accept Jesus and the Spirit begins, moves in our hearts, yes, there is instant newness. But that is not the end. That is only the beginning, y'all. Amen. And we need to continue to allow the Holy Spirit to fill us and to transform us. That's the word. That's the key word right there. To fill us and transform us into this new creation that God has created us to be. Amen. And so it's an ongoing process. If we were all together in the same room, I would say, touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, it is an ongoing process. So I want you to touch yourself right now, wherever you are, even if you're listening to this recording at a little later date, touch yourself and say, it is ongoing. One of the things that I have taken hold to and begin to proclaim is that we are under construction. Yes, we are. And so when we look to one another to be this perfect individual, we are doing a disservice to each other, because all of us are continually daily to begin this new process in our lives. Amen. And so I'm excited about what we can learn and apply to our own lives and continue to strive to be these people, God's people that He has called us to be in these last days. So let us go to our lesson. We left off, I believe, right after the scripture verses in Corinthians. So again, talking about being made brand new, we've gone over some things that we are identified with this new life in Christ, these benefits, this blessing that God has bestowed upon us. In other words, as Ephesians calls it, these riches of His inheritance, God has given to us, the treasures that He has bestowed upon us. We've gone over, and some of the things, I'm not going to go through the entire list, but some of the things we talked about as new creations in Christ is that we are justified by God's grace, that we are no longer condemned. We are free from the law. We're made acceptable. Amen. And we're made right. So those are some of the identity we have in Jesus, in God, because of this new life we find in Him. So now let's go to Galatians 3. Those of you that have your Bibles, turn quickly to Galatians, the 3rd chapter. And we are going to go to the 28th verse. Once you have it, that's right, go on and say amen. Praise God. But we're going to Galatians 3:28, and we're going to talk, read to you what it says here. And it says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female. Get this, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Let me repeat that. For those of you that may still be struggling finding it, let me repeat it because it's a good verse to know. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Amen, somebody. What is the quality here we find? What is the attribute or the identification with this new life in Christ? Well, it is that we are made one in Christ with other believers. That's right. We are made one in Christ with other believers. Let me repeat that for you to place on your worksheet. Galatians 3:28 tells us that we are made one in Christ with other believers. That's right, no big eyes, no little you. We're all one in Christ. No Jew, no Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, but we are all one in Christ with other believers. Ah, that's something to get excited about and something to rejoice over. And right next to that, I want you to put down on your worksheet, right next to that, just put the word unity there. Just put the word unity. That is so important in the body that Paul even speaks about it later when he talks about the church, or the church family is a body. And so we're connected. So right next to that, write the word unity. We are all one in Christ. Amen. Let's jump on over to the book or the letter of Ephesians. That's right. Go to Ephesians. And we're going to go to the 1st chapter. And when you have it, say amen. Praise God. Listen, just because we're not together, you can't agree to the word where you're at. That's right. So Ephesians, the 1st chapter, the 3rd verse says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, get this, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So what's this new life in Christ looks like to us? What's one of the benefits of it? Ephesians 1:3 says that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, or in heavenly places. Wow. Get excited, y'all. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, in high places. Amen. Aren't you excited about that? You should be. You should see that we are not poor, but we are rich in Christ. That's right. And we have all that we need. We don't have to feel that we're lacking. Amen. We don't have to feel that we are without, that we are blessed with every spiritual lesson in the high places or in the heavenly places, and we ought to give God thanks and praise. Amen. That's right. So today, know that you are blessed with the abundance that God has, and because He loves us, that's why He does it. Amen. Because He loves us, that's why He does this for us. He wants to let us know that we are, and we talked about it earlier in one of the other verses, that we are connected to Him. We are part of God's family. And so one of the ways He shows that connection is to bless us with all the blessings in the heavens, the spiritual blessings in the heavens. So we thank God for that on today. Let's go to the next verse. We're going to stay right there in Ephesians, in that first chapter, and we are going to go to verse number 4, right there. Stay right there, as they say, but jump down to the next verse, verse number 4. And it says, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. So we got a couple of things we want to get out of this verse, so get your pen ready. One, we were chosen by God in Christ Jesus to be what? Holy. That's the first one. We were chosen by God through Christ or in Christ to be holy. Number two, to be blameless or without fault. And three, to be covered by His love or to be loved. Let me repeat that. We were chosen by God through Christ to be holy. B, to be blameless or without fault. And C, to be covered by His love or love. So before the foundation of the world, God chose us through Christ to be holy, to be blameless, and to be covered by His love or to be loved. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for His love for us. Amen. And then He wants us to be a certain way. And just think about it in the natural. Your kids, before they even were born, some of them, before they could say mama and dada, you already had a thought in your mind what you wanted them to be like, how you wanted them to be. Now, you may not have been able to fine-tune their description, what they would look like. You left that up to God. Amen. But you had some thought in your mind how you wanted them to be, what you wanted out of their lives, and you began to sculpt them and to mold them in that manner. You made sure they studied hard or they were disciplined. You made sure that they were fed, you know, healthy-wise so that they could grow and to be prosperous and successful. You kind of laid out the foundation how you wanted to see them before some of them, before they were even born. You thought out what you wanted to see in their lives. Same for us. God, before we were even born, before the foundation of the world even, He chose us to be holy. He chose us to be blameless. He chose us to be covered by His love so that we can feel loved by Him. Amen. Let's stay right there. Again, Ephesians 1 has a whole lot of good stuff for us. So we're going to jump down to verses 5 and 6. And let me read those. Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. What are we saying? That we were adopted. We were adopted. We were adopted into God's family. Amen. That's that born again, born of the Spirit. Amen. So that we could be adopted into God's family by his grace, by his favor, and that we now belong to Christ. We are now part of Christ. So we are accepted because of Jesus. Again, not because of what we've done, but because of what Jesus has done, we have been made acceptable in God's sight. So right there, Ephesians 1, 5, and 6 says that we are adopted by God's grace or by his favor, and we now belong to Christ. We are his. Amen. Me, yeah, you, me, all that except Jesus are his. Glory to God. Right there in Ephesians 1, we go to verse number 7. What does verse 7 says? In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Let me repeat that, because that gives us some good food right there. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So what does God bestow upon us? Right there in Ephesians 1 and 7, it says that he has redeemed us by the blood of Jesus and forgiven us. Let me repeat that. Verse 7 right there tells us that we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus and forgiven. That's part of our identity in Jesus Christ. Redeemed and forgiven. Get excited, y'all. And remember when we were listening to the Bible lesson on today presented at our morning worship, what was the word that came up that God used even way back in Exodus? Redemption, redeem, bought with a price. God redeemed the children of Israel. God has redeemed believers now through Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. So redemption is a great part of salvation, God's plan of salvation. He wants to redeem his people. Glory to God. And then we are forgiven. That's what we find in Ephesians 1 and 7. Let's move on to the next verse, Ephesians 10 and 11, verses 10 and 11. Let me read those in your hearing. Verses 10 says that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. In him. 11. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. What does all of that say? I'm glad you asked. One, it says that we are joined together with Christ, who is the head. We are joined together with Christ, who is the head of all things. We are joined together with Christ, who is the head of all things. All right? And then we see we receive an inheritance. We receive an inheritance from God. You see it right there, verse 11. In him, in Christ, also we have obtained an inheritance. Praise God. So again, these are some of the things that are identified with the new creation in Christ. We obtain an inheritance and we are joined together with Christ, who is the head of all things in heaven and in earth. And he wants to gather us all together as one. Praise be to God. Glory to God. So you receive an inheritance. For some of us who may not see one in the natural sense, no one may leave us an inheritance. In the natural sense, we know we can have the spiritual inheritance that comes from God in Christ. So we can be excited about that in our lives. We may not have the natural inheritance, but we have the spiritual inheritance in Christ. Ah, praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, that last verse in Ephesians chapter 1 is going to be verse 13. All right, let's read verse number 13. Ephesians 1 verse 13 says, "In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise." Let me repeat that verse. In him, Christ, you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So what is the blessing we receive according to verse 13? Well, right there it says we were sealed or marked by the Holy Spirit as belonging to God. Whew, I said something there, y'all. We were sealed or marked by the Holy Spirit as belonging to God. Amen. Wherever you are, put your pen down, put your hands together, and give God a mighty hand clap of praise that he has not left us alone, but he has sealed us in his spirit, that we belong to him. Think about it. When you travel, those of you especially that go on airlines, how do you identify your luggage? How do you identify a piece that belongs to you? Because sometimes it all looks the same, especially when it's on those conveyor belts moving about. You can mistakenly pick up the wrong piece. But something on your luggage, something on your item identifies that that piece belongs to you. And that's how you are able to retrieve it amongst all the other pieces as yours. Same for us. We are marked with some identification in the Holy Spirit that says, that one is mine. Don't touch. Glory to God. Touch not my anointed. Praise God, because we are sealed until the day of redemption by the Holy Spirit as belonging to God. That's what the new life in Christ gives you. That's the blessing you receive in the new life in Christ. Amen. Praise God. Aren't you glad? To borrow a phrase by our late Elder McGriff, aren't you glad about Jesus? Oh, praise be to God. Okay, well, Ephesians has so much to offer. Let's just jump over to chapter number 2. Let's move over to chapter number 2. And we go to verse number 6. Again, we're talking about this new life in Christ and what it is that are identified with us as new creations, what God has bestowed upon us, what has blessed us with. And so in Ephesians 2 and 6, we find some other benefits afforded the believer. Verse 6 says, And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Let me repeat that. And raised us up. God raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So what's the benefit? Because of our connection to Christ, we are raised up to sit with him in glory or in heavenly places. He has raised us up from our dead selves, from our old selves, to sit with him in glory. Praise be to God. Because our connection with Christ, he has raised us up, made us alive from our dead selves to sit with him in heavenly places. Praise be to God. Thank you, Father. Let's move on. Stay right there in chapter 2. Go down to verse number 10. Let's read verse number 10. And it says, "For we are his workmanship." I just love this verse because it just says so much about our connection, our relationship with God. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. His workmanship. Another version says his masterpiece. We are his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works. What is the benefit there? Come on, I won't even have to tell you. You know it already. We are God's workmanship. Part of our new identity is that we are God's workmanship, or his masterpiece. And get this, because he has created us, he has created us with purpose. Make sure you put that down on your paper. Workmanship, or masterpieces, created for purpose, created for good works. So don't say to yourself, "There is nothing for me to do." No, God has created you with purpose. He has created you to do good works. Amen. He didn't make you a masterpiece and put you on the shelf, hang you on a wall. No, he created you with purpose, with the thought in mind that you would do good works. Amen. So how do you know what that purpose is? How do you know what those good works are? Well, you go back to the Creator and you ask, "God, what it is that you want me to do? What have you created me to do? How do you want me to show forth your good works? How do you want me to live so that I am an example, or that I am pleasing in your sight?" You go back to the Creator and you ask him, "Tell me, Lord, what did you create me to do, and how to show forth your good works?" Amen. Let's take the last one for today, and that's going to be Ephesians 2 and 13. We're going to stop right there. And verse number 13 says, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Jesus." One more again. "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." So, what does that say? We are no longer enemies, but friends. Not even just friends, but family. Remember, we have been adopted into the family of God. So we have been brought near to God. No longer strangers, no longer far off, no longer separated, but we are reconciled. Ah, glory to God. We are brought near to God through the blood of Jesus. He has given us an avenue, a pathway to reconciliation with God the Father, where sin once separated us and caused us to be apart from God. The blood of Jesus, the death of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus, the life, or the new life in Jesus, has brought us near to God, and we are no longer strangers, no longer apart, but we are drawn together, drawn near, closed in, hallelujah, so that we can be connected with him as a friend, as a loved one, as a child of God. I'm going to stop right there and let that settle all in you, and let you take hold of that thought that you are a child of God. One last thing I'm going to encourage you to do wherever you are right now. Place your hand over your heart and say with confidence, "I am a child of God. I am a new creation in Christ. I am Jesus. I belong to him." That's right. Come on, repeat one more again with me. "I am a child of God. I am a new creation in Christ. I am a part of him. I belong to him." Amen. Thank God. Put those hands together one more again wherever you are, and clap. Give God a hand clap of praise and tell him thank you for the new life he has afforded every believer in Jesus. And with that, we close and say, may God bless you on today, and may heaven continue to smile upon you is our prayer. And we pray that something we said today may have blessed you and caused you to get excited about the love of Jesus in your life and want to be drawn even closer to Him. Indeed. Be blessed, be safe, and keep God with you is what we pray for us all in Jesus' name. Amen.